The U.S. Census Bureau released data last week that offers a look at how Michigan is faring in fighting poverty. It contains year-to-year data involving median income, the poverty rate, and other benchmarks. It's also the first time the Bureau has released data covering consecutive five-year periods. It suggests that the past 5 years have indeed seen a significant economic recovery in Michigan since the depths of the Great Recession, but still not enough to compensate for the deterioration from 2005 through 2009. Here to help us understand is Peter Ruerk. Mr. Ruerk's a policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy in Lansing. On its website, the League describes itself as a nonpartisan policy institute dedicated to economic opportunity for all. It claims to be the only state-level organization that addresses poverty in a comprehensive way and through a race equity lens. Peter Ruerk, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
There are numerous angles from which to explore this data. You can look at it from year to year, and you can compare the 2 5-year periods.
Right.
Let's take a year-to-year approach first and just look at the last 5 years. What has happened to median household income in Michigan over the past 5 years?
Okay, over the past 5 years, we did, over the past 2 years, we saw a small increase in median income, but over the past 5 years, it's been basically flat. When we adjust it for inflation, what we see is that household median income has just fluctuated between $48,000 and just under $50,000. And where we are now in median household income is roughly the same as it was in 2009, when the unemployment rate was at its highest in decades. So we, between 2010 and 2014, those 5 years, we've seen it flat, but it hasn't gone down since our horrible year of 2009.
I know another key metric is the percentage of households in Michigan living at or below the poverty level. What's happened to that percentage over the past 5 years?
Well, over the past 5 years, it kind of tracks with median household income. We saw an improvement over the last couple years. The poverty rate went down over the last couple years, but over the 5 years from 2010 to 2014, the poverty rate has remained pretty much flat as well. And interestingly, the poverty rate is 16.2% in 2014, and that's exactly the level that it was in 2009, the single year of 2009. The year of horribly high unemployment.
Mm-hmm. And for a family of four, remind us, what's the annual income benchmark that marks or that delineates living above or below the poverty level? What is that number?
For a family of four, the poverty threshold is $24,230. If you're below that amount in household income, you're poor. If you're above it, you're not poor.
So median household income about flat from 09 to 14, percentage of households in Michigan living at or below poverty in 14 compared to 09, also about flat. Very
yes.
little movement.
Right.
Peter Ruerk is a policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy. We're analyzing the latest data on poverty released last week by the U.S. Census Bureau. The League's focus is economic opportunity and fighting poverty. Generally, Peter, as median income rises, do we see the poverty level go down then? Those operate in inverse to each other, is that correct?
Right, exactly, yeah. They usually track with each other, and we've seen that in the past 5 years and in the previous 5 years as well.
Well, it's interesting to compare anything to 2009 because mm-hmm. economically it was such an awful year.
Yeah, it was a horrible year. 2009, we had our peak unemployment rate, 13.5%. That was the highest annual unemployment rate since, the early years of the Reagan era. That was a bad year.
When we look at this through the perspective of the five-year periods, then, mm-hmm. broadly, what do you see when you compare 05 through 09 or maybe 05 with 2014? What do we see when we go back 10 years?
Well, that's a good question because, during the most recent five-year period, poverty and median income remained flat. But when we look at that previous five-year period from 2005 to 2009, what we see is during those 5 years, poverty soared and median income plunged. So in 2005, Michigan had a 13.2% poverty rate, and by 2009, the poverty rate was up to 16.2. That's a huge increase, and 16.2 is where we are today because it's remained relatively flat. We see the same thing with median household income. In 2005, when we adjust for inflation, 2014 dollars, in 2005, median household income was $55,800. By 2009, it had plunged to just under $50,000. So that's a $6,000 plunge in median household income that happened in those 5 years. So the real real damage in this state happened during that five-year period, 2005 to 2009. And what we see in the most recent five-year period is it's just flat since 2009. We haven't, you know, we've seen a real improvement in the unemployment rate over the past 5 years.
I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, our unemployment percentage has been dropping steadily for several years. It was down to 5.1% in October compared to 7.1% a year ago. What does that downward trend mean next to the data from the Census Bureau?
Yeah, and our decreasing unemployment rate is really something to celebrate. We've seen it go down each year in the past 5 years, and some years quite significantly. So, as you said, we've seen really good trends in the unemployment rate, but we've seen flat poverty rate. What that means is that you know, we're seeing more jobs. We're seeing, you know, an increase in jobs, which is good, but it would suggest that the jobs do not pay that well. The fact that household income remains lower than 10 years ago, if we look back to 2005, household income is much lower, poverty rate is much higher. So that would suggest that the unemployment rate does not tell the whole story.
In our prior conversation, Peter, you mentioned that the caseload for cash assistance in Michigan has dropped dramatically from about 70 or 80,000 a few years ago to in the 20,000 range today.
Right.
A lot of people are going to hear that and think that's great news. It sounds like a reduced need for assistance. Is that it?
Well, at face value, one could, you know, assume that going from 70 or 80,000 families on welfare to 26,000 currently, one would assume that might be good, but we can't say there's a reduced need for assistance. In 2013, there were more than 111,000 working families in poverty, and yet we only had that year 49,000 families on cash assistance. So what happened to the others? Now, as I said, we have less than 26,000. So we have all these working families in poverty. We have families in poverty who have not yet found jobs, and yet only 26,000 are getting cash assistance from the state. What about them? They're just not getting helped.
What needs to change?
Well, the reason for this huge caseload drop was not that the economy was getting so much better. It was that there were time limits imposed. If people have been on cash assistance for 4 years, they're just dropped. So what would need to change is we need to re-examine those time limits. You know, just because someone has been on cash assistance so long doesn't mean they don't need it going into the future. And the other thing is we need to just make cash assistance a little more accessible to those in need. You have to be really, really poor to get on cash assistance in Michigan.
I know one thing you're watching with interest is a discussion in the Congress over making the federal earned income tax credit permanent. You're supportive of the EITC,
oh,
I take
very
it.
Very supportive, yeah.
But apparently a compromise is involved. What are they talking about?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a big discussion in Congress about the effectiveness of, you know, high-end tax cuts, kind of the trickle-down thing, mm-hmm. lowering marginal rates, et cetera, et cetera. But there are many in Congress that would like to see more focus on the low end, at least as much focus on low-income families. Now, marginal tax rate reductions are not going to benefit, you know, the lowest income as much as the upper income. And, you know, the earned income tax credit is a great way to put money into low-income families' pockets. So we're seeing that kind of discussion go on. The federal earned income tax credit will be up for renewal in 2017. So Congress has to act to keep it going. But some in Congress want to look at the error rates and things like that.
Peter, I know a particular policy focus of yours is education. Mm-hmm. Assuming more education is a way out of poverty, are more or fewer people availing themselves of that?
Well, what we see is, yes, all our colleges and universities in the state have more students than, you know, I mean, than they had, say, 10 years, 20 years ago. But of course, we don't know how many of those are out of state, how many are in state, you know, right off the bat. But who we really need to focus on are the older workers, the people going back to school after being in the workforce, the people that have families. It's hard for them to go back to school.
Are you encouraged or discouraged by this conversation in the state about this very thing?
I am encouraged that there was a conversation very recently about increasing access to education for older workers. But there are two things that really need to happen that I'm not encouraged about. One is we need to increase adult education. We need to make that more accessible because there are so many workers that are in low-paying jobs that would really benefit from some post-secondary education, a post-secondary credential, whether it's a two-year degree, a license, a certificate, and yet they lack one or more basic skills. Maybe they've forgotten their high school math. Maybe they have trouble writing. They need adult education, and yet we are underfunding that by a huge amount, and they're not able to get it, and that keeps them from getting the post-secondary education. The other thing that discourages me is Michigan does not have a financial aid grant program for citizens or for residents over 30 years old to go to a public university or community college. We have three financial aid grant programs in this state, but none of them help people over 30 mm-hmm. going to a public institution.
Peter Ruark is a policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy. We've been analyzing the latest data on poverty released last week by the U.S. Census Bureau. Peter Ruark, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.